a third generation, which had been unable to resist the call of the warm October sun. Having gathered along one fence, she turned across to the opposite fence. Midway in the glade, she came upon the tramp. Her startle was merely a startle. There was no fear in it. She stood and looked long and curiously at the forbidding spectacle, and was about to turn back when the sleeper moved restlessly and rolled his hand among the burrs. She noted the sun on his face and the buzzing flies. Her face grew solicitous, and for a moment she debated with herself. Then she tiptoed to his side, interposed the parasol between him and the sun, and brushed away the flies. After a time, for greater ease, she sat down beside him. An hour passed, during which she occasionally shifted the parasol from one tired hand to the other. At first, the sleeper had been restless, but shielded from the flies and the sun. His breathing became gentler and his movement ceased. Several times, however, he really frightened her. The first was the worst, coming abruptly and without warning.
Christ,